Everything's good. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. This is the Metal Meltdown, and I am your host, El Dr. Misterio. We just listened to Brinicle, or Brinicle. They are from Colombia, and we listened to the song Deep Trip, which is part of their 2024 album Perceptions of Reality. Before that, we listened to Victoria Lies. They are from Calgary, here in Canada. And we listened to the song Serotonin, Victoria's Version, which is a single from 2025, from last year. And we started the set with Phaeton, our guest tonight, from Kimberley, British Columbia, Canada. And we listen to the song that gives their latest album from 2025. It's titled, we'll listen to Neurogenesis. And yeah, let's continue our chat with Ferdy from Phaeton.
Has this last album, or, you know, maybe a previous, have they been like concept albums? You know, do they have a theme?
Not with Neurogenesis. There is... It's a concept album. It didn't start off as such, but with the concept of Neurogenesis, and Colin's the big conceptualizer when it comes to again the theme of this new album. We were talking about how it's been in the news as of late over the last few years about just how exponentially accelerating digital technology has become since the 21st century opened up. And when you're talking about an organic human mind being fused in with cyber, you know, digital cybernetics, like what the futurists are calling the singularity, where we actually become cyborgs as such, you know, like it's just, we start talking about the concept of, it's the ongoing concept of, you know, human progress possibly going too far. And you don't want to be a Luddite or anything, or you don't want to be, say, anti-technology, but at the same time, you want to be cautious about technology, because, you know, human psychology, and, you know, it's, you know, we're not that far removed from the caveman days, right? And again, it's like people are trying to download 21st century software into a cerebral hard drive that hasn't been updated in 75,000 years. And so it gets to a point where, okay, human progress is the driving force behind all human forces, but it comes a point where you threaten to lose your humanity. And we're starting to see it just, you know, especially since the rise of the internet for real, when the 21st century opened up, and you're seeing like younger people being more, again, socially stunted and socially awkward when they're actually off of their screens and having to interact face to face with other biological meatbags. And so it's like, where is this going to go? And I mean, this is where you get, you know, Terminator movies, and this, you know, where all of a sudden the artificial intelligence realizes that we're irrelevant and in the way. Or, you know, or again, if everyone becomes a cyborg, a cybernetic organism, you know, and if we're all connected by one sort of universal telepathy chip, then there's no more individuality and we all become hive mind insects. And a lot of that is mentioned again in the song titles of the various songs, which are part of the Neurogenesis album, and just the Neurogenesis theme in general. And our artist friend Matt Semenok from Calgary did a wonderful job of trying to bring that imagery to life for us for our album cover artwork, very much Bill Sienkiewicz kind of watercolor artist, lots of like very, very moody, quasi-sinister colors that he brought to life for it. And yeah, so I mean, like, sorry to long-windedly answer your question, this is the first real concept album that we've talked about, and I know that's sort of what progressive rock bands are supposed to do, is to create concept albums. But actually what we're currently working on, which will be our next album, which hopefully we can release before the end of 2026, we're calling it Clouds of Mercury. And right now we're finishing off the recording of a 22-minute epic, which will be the longest composition that we've yet written. And it's a bit more moody and atmospheric and more ambient sounding than a lot of the more hard driving, you know, guitar driven prog metal that we've been doing. And I mean, we are writing other, you know, guitar driven prog metal songs to accompany that epic, but that one's going to be more on the conceptual one, because again, like with Clouds of Mercury, that one deals with Colin, our drummer, with his battle against cancer that he won. We're proud to say he's been remission for years, and you know, and he's a stubborn little fighter, and you know, and his obstinance is what's gonna keep him alive, and I'm sure he'll bury us all. But in the meantime, yeah, the Clouds of Mercury refers to the medication that he had to suffer through in order to survive the cancer and heal from the cancer, and his trials and tribulations. So we've got plans, Antonio. We're already mapping ahead to the next album and the album beyond that. And yeah, we're never at a shortage for imagination, put it that way.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, that's great that you're an artist and you don't have limits on imagination or creativity. That's pretty cool. And thank you even for giving us a glimpse of, you know, what's coming up. That's, you know, universe premiere here at the Metal Meltdown. Thank you very much for that.
You're quite welcome. Happy to help.
So where can people find your, you know, music, merchandise, etc.? You mentioned the videos.
You can go to www.phaetonprog.com. That's our main website. Or you can find us on Bandcamp, which is where we sell our music, and if you want, you know, the merchandise that we have, mostly t-shirts at the moment, although we are working on releasing Neurogenesis as a hard copy LP vinyl format for the spring of 2026. And we'd also like to do a re-release of our first two albums on vinyl as well. So we're working on that. And yeah, but if people want to find us, we're easy to find. You can go to Facebook, www.facebook.com/PhaetonBand, PhaetonBand. Again, we are on Bandcamp, we're on Instagram, you know, we're on Spotify, we're bad, we're nationwide, as ZZ Top used to say.
That's pretty cool. All right, are you planning any tour or for the new
album?
Yes,
we are. Actually, we're pretty excited. We're going to be playing with Ancients here in our hometown of Cranbrook on Saturday, November 29th. We're pretty happy about that. That'll be the second time that we've shared a stage in our hometown with Ancients over the past year. And yeah, good for them. I mean, you know, those guys just won their second Juno Award, so they're definitely flying the flag high for Canadian metal and Canadian prog metal at that. We're going to be playing with Dead Bob coming up on the 21st of November. We're pretty happy about that as well. I mean, I've known John Wright for many years, and my previous bands used to play with No Means No all the time, so this is great to have a underground class reunion of sorts. Where closer to home for us, we'll be playing in Lethbridge on Friday, November 7th at the Slice with Farm, who's an amazing power trio out of Kelowna and deserves a Dr. Mysterio interview all their own. And then we're also doing a show in Edmonton at Dive Bar on Saturday, November 8th with Spruce Moose and with Excerebration and with Farm again. And yeah, right now we're just getting our noses to the grindstone. We're wanting to come out west to the Lower Mainland, wanting to come, you know, do shows for the Invisible Orange and doing shows for Journeyman Productions and, you know, doing shows for Motar Mohammed at the Rickshaw Theater, if they'll have us. So if you guys are hearing us right now, please know we're ready, able, willing, and, you know, have gig, we'll travel. So keep an eye out for us on social media and keep an eye out for us on our website. And yeah, we'll be rocking and rolling at a town near you soon. Because one of the things I want to add also, Antonio, is that on record, we pride ourselves at, you know, for crystalline perfection when it comes to the recordings. But live, our music comes across much heavier and much punchier when we're in a live format, which takes a lot of people by surprise. Because like when you think about, okay, we're an all-instrumental prog metal band, people automatically think of artists like Animals as Leaders or Scale the Summit or Intervals or bands like that. And there are some comparisons to those artists and the stuff that we do. But when you actually hear our riffs up loud, it's almost like you're listening to Mastodon or Gojira without words.
I see. No, that's pretty good. That's pretty good that you mentioned that. Yeah, for those that haven't had the opportunity to see you guys live. And yeah, I'll make sure, you know, to remind, you know, Mo and Mayo that, you know, that you are around looking for for gigs when I see them.
Please do.
Yes, will do. Well, I want to thank you very, very much for being with us tonight. Really appreciate it. Thank you for...
Thank you very much for having me. It's very good to be on Metal Meltdown.
Yeah, it's, you know what, I was reviewing our little text messages and yeah, we chatted, I think, 2 years ago or 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, we were speaking during the, when we released Between Two Worlds, we've spoken before.
Yeah, there you go. So great to talk to you again and hopefully we can keep doing it, you know, maybe less than every 2 years, but.
I hope so, for sure.
Yes, me too.
We're certainly not going anywhere and we hope you aren't going anywhere either, so. Our metal paths will cross sooner than later.
Exactly, our metal paths. I love that one. Well, thanks again for being with us, Ferdy. Hopefully we can chat soon again.
Thank you again. You have a good day.
Thank you, too.
Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Dr. Misterio, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live and in Technicolor from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. We just listened to our guests, Phaeton. They are from Kimberley in British Columbia, Canada. And we listened to the song Augmented, which is part of their brand new album from 2025, Neurogenesis. And before that, we started the set with Ian Wheel. They are from Paris in France. And we listened to the song Limbo, which is part of their 2024 EP Echoes. Today's show has come to an end. I want to thank you very, very much for listening tonight. I do this show for you, and I really, really appreciate you listening to it, and also you listening to any other CJSF shows. I will see you next week, and El Dr. Misterio wishes you good night and good luck.
Listening